From Sarsaparilla Man to Deserted Village, the Albany Evening Atlas, circa 1840s. There probably has never been so popular a remedy or patent medicine as Dr. S.P. Townsend's sarsaparilla, which was originally, and continues to be manufactured in this city, at first by the doctor himself, and afterwards for several years into the present time by Clapp and Townsend, the present proprietors. The firm produced 5,000 bottles a day. Clapp handled production, while Townsend, who invented the medicine, took care of business matters. Also a real estate investor, Townsend purchased Feltville property in 1860, and according to some newspaper accounts, he bought the property on speculation. However, it was politics, not sarsaparilla or real estate, for which Townsend achieved notoriety while at Feltville. Arrested. New York Times, December 14, 1862. Among the persons indicted by the grand jury of Union County for an alleged misdemeanor consisting of breaking up a so-called Democratic meeting, but in reality a meeting of secession sympathizers at New Providence last summer, is S.P. Townsend, the famous sarsaparilla man who resides at New Providence. Many New Jerseyans had close business ties to the South and supported the secessionists during the Civil War. Townsend, who described himself as a radical abolitionist, was not among the dissenters. In an impassioned speech given in Plainfield in 1862, Dr. Townsend offered examples of the cruelty suffered by slaves, which he himself had witnessed. He supported President Lincoln in the battle to preserve the Union, giving pro-Union and anti-slavery speeches throughout the period. Feltville for sale once again. By the late 1860s, Townsend composed this ad for the sale of Feltville. At Feltville, containing 500 acres of excellent lands situated 2 miles from Scotch Plains Depot and same from Summit by Good, was one of the prettiest places in New Jersey large factory. 21-foot wheel, ample water power with a head or reservoir dam, 30 dwellings, one fine mansion, stone, and 6,000 peach trees, 200 cherry trees, large quantities of every variety of choice fruit, 22 miles of New York. Most of the land under best cultivation, a good fence, well watered, all in good order. The balance in good timber and wood. A portion of the purchased money can be on bond and mortgage. Buildings all in good order. 1 = 33 by 133, 3-story and attic. 1 = 15 by 133, 1-story. 1 = 30 by 40, 2-story stone house and store. Schoolhouse or sell 50 acres across the middle, including all the buildings, water power, for $55,000, or will lease the factory, stores, tenant houses for 10 years at $2,500. Price, $95,000. Townsend's 1870 obituary in the Plainfield Gazette refers to the former Feltville as Townsend's large farm. In 1872, the W.M. Trafton turning mill was operating in the former Feltville factory, but the site soon fell into receivership and gradual decline. The Deserted Village, a melancholy state of ruin. Some years after Townsend's death, the site's romantic appeal as a deserted village drew visits by many who had heard of its charms. One, the noted American landscape painter Thomas Moran, spent 2 weeks sketching its scenic vistas in the summer of 1878. Summit, New Jersey, August 19, 1882. About 4 miles southwest of Summit lies the deserted village of Feltville, in the midst of nearly 800 acres of meadow, orchard, and woodland. The place changed hands again and fell little by little into the melancholy state of ruin in which it is today. It requires a strong effort to realize that the now silent and grass-grown streets, the ruined mill, and the windowless houses were once filled with busy life. Rugged clumps of thorny shrubs before the cottages show where climbing roses grew. The mill wheel has gone. The store is standing empty with empty shelves and counters, but the wooden steps outside where the male gossips of the village were wont to gather of summer evenings have vanished.